Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular to love his wife even as himself, and the wife sees that she reverence her husband. Good morning. This is Wilma Kaufman again here this morning. 484-919-8850. I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning. To continue on with this devotional for this week, I'd like to continue to talk about the godly priorities. There's some things here this week that are very close and dear to my heart as I share. Yesterday, we were looking at the heart, soul, and mind, and how those need to be, how each one of these needs to be in unity within us, so that we can love the Lord with all of our hearts, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul. You know, we live in a day when there's so many around us that there's a civil war going on within each of these, we live in a day where so many around us have a civil war going within themselves. Their mind wants to believe this, but the heart does not allow it. Thus, the argument goes on within. And it's sad to say that in so many cases, these people end up, so many people today end up with medication. And what the medication does, it slows down the mind so that the body can, in some ways, continue on in unity. But there's a great secret here. For those that come to salvation, they come to believe. They come to accept that Jesus Christ is the way. And they accept what Jesus did for them. And they receive that new heart from God. And that renewing of the mind comes, and the restoration of the soul. With that, with the soul being restored, I realize that this is an ongoing process throughout our lives. But once this comes to pass, where we have a new heart, a renewed mind, and our soul is being restored, and we can look to our Father, and we can love Him in unity with everything that is within us. It is really the basis. It is really the basis to the next thing, to the next step in priorities. Our first priority needs to be to love the Lord. It's not just to love the Lord, but it's to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul. You know, if the first priority in our lives is in place, and we understand that it needs to be placed in place, and we also understand that this is an ongoing process, but we are in the process, then we can look at what we call priority, the second priority, which is the family. And just as the heart and the soul and the mind need to be in unity. So the father or the husband, the mother or the wife, and the children need to be in unity in a home for a home to function. The same way that one heart, mind, and soul must be in unity to love the Lord, so must the family be in unity to function. So over the time, we've just come to realize as a family that our first priority is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And if there is something standing in the way, we really need to stop and take a good look. And we live in a world today where there's many cares and there's many things to take care of. And it's much easier than what we think to get drawn away to the cares of this world. And that takes the lead in our lives. And then it just, in time, you know, going down that road too far, it takes us where we don't want to go. Several things that I would like to speak about here is when the husband truly cares for the wife, and he cares for her heart. And on the other hand, if the wife truly cares about her husband, she cares about his heart, they are able to weep together. They are able to laugh together. They're able to be together in unity. It goes a long way for children, which we all know that. But I find it interesting that just as one person needs to be in unity, and if he is not in unity, he needs to stop and seek the Lord. The same way for the family. If the family is not functioning, if the family is not going forward in unity, the family must stop and look. You know, if a husband within himself is in unity, and the mother, the wife in herself, is in unity, and they see this importance, and they see the importance of caring for each other, and they see the importance for caring for their children, and their children watch on, and they're able to come along, and that type of unity can be in a home. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture. God the Father loves to see his children seeking him. The more we seek, the more we discover. And the more we discover, the more we realize that there is so much more to discover. He wants us to open up our hearts to him and to enjoy a personal, intimate, and deep relation with him that is real. He wants us to be free from all that separates us from him, and wants us to have a pure heart that beats with his heart. With great pleasure, he reveals himself to us. He loves to talk and to walk with us. It's a thrill to our Heavenly Father as our relationship with him continues to grow. It does not matter how good our relationship with him is. There is always more to be discovered. The same works in the family, especially in marriage. Marriage was meant to be that way as well. There are things to discover in marriage. The more we discover about each other in marriage, the more we realize that there's so much more to discover about each other. As we care for and share each other's hearts, we look out for each other. As we weep together, as we rejoice together, as we laugh together, as we blend our lives together, and our hearts beat the heartbeat of God together. There is a relationship discovered that is beyond anything this world, aside our relationship with our Heavenly Father, has to offer. Marriage was never meant to be experienced and then it's a done deal. It was never meant to be that the first month or two or the first year of our marriage is the best and the highest highlight of our marriage. As we continue to discover each other, we share our deepest desire. We pray together our deepest prayers. We share the deepest laughter together. We chuckle some of the deepest chuckles of life together. It really, really does not matter how good our marriage is. There is so much more to discover about each other, and that is something to be excited about as long as we both live. You know, that stands for our family life as well. Our family, just like our marriage, can be discovered, and we can chuckle together. There's things that families can be together with, and to be together in a way, in a very precious way. And when this is lost, and the family no longer experiencing this, the family must stop and see and check what is going on. In our marriage, if we are not experiencing these deep connections together as husband and wife, if our hearts are not beating the heartbeat of God, we will never experience what God created us to experience in marriage. Statistics show that only 3% of all marriages on the globe today are experiencing what God intended to be experienced in marriage. If there's a marriage here today that is not experiencing the deep sharing and caring and the deep laughter, the deep chuckles in life, I would like to encourage you, there is hope. We serve a God who loves to and thrills his heart. And it thrills his heart to give us beauty out of what seems to be a heap of ashes. He's a master at it. He is, after all, the one who created us. He is, after all, the one who created marriage. He is, after all, the one that created families. He is, after all, the one who gave us the owner's manual, his word, and promises to live by. Praise the Lord. I have a little poem here, The Gift of Marriage. The gift of marriage is sharing and caring, giving and forgiving, loving and being loved, walking hand in hand, talking heart to heart, seeing through each other's eyes, laughing together, weeping together, praying together, and always trusting and thanking God for each other. You know, these principles permeate our homes through and through, and the children feel secure in this, then we are ready for the next priority. I find this very dear and near to my heart, sharing these things. I do believe that this is the very center and the wish of our Lord and Father, that we could have this kind of unity within our family, within our homes, to glorify Him. And if it's not there, that we should stop doing what we're doing, the cares of this world, and lay them aside till we, and to trace back. And it always, I believe I can say that it will always lead back to a disunity within one or more persons in our homes. So I hope this can be an encouragement here this morning. My wish is that it would have been an encouragement, that we could all be in unity, first of all, within ourselves, loving the Lord, and then within our homes here. God be with you.